17th pick in the 2010 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Brandon Graham, defensive end.
No doubt in my mind, it'll happen again.
Second and two.
Uh-oh.
Brady gets hit. The ball is out, and Philadelphia has it. Derek Barnett comes away with it. Brandon Graham was one of the guys who got in there.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Welcome to this special edition. We were planning on talking about the combine with the offensive linemen going today and running backs, which we will get to later on today, but I had to bring you this special bonus edition of Locked On Eagles because one of the most iconic Eagles in Philadelphia Eagles history, one of the best defensive players in the franchise's history, one of the most famous fan favorites that made the biggest play in Eagles history, strip-sacking Tom Brady in the Super Bowl to secure the Eagles' first-ever Super Bowl championship in 2017. Derek Barnett jumps on it, but the person that made the play on Brady when, you know, that scenario has happened how many times with Tom Brady? He has the ball with a couple minutes left on the biggest stage, and he drives down and he wins the game for the New England Patriots. This guy turned that around. He changed the story and gave the Eagles a Super Bowl championship, and that's Brandon Graham, and he is back, ladies and gentlemen. Brandon Graham has signed a 3-year extension with the Eagles per Peter Schrager. Ian Rappaport says it's in the range of $12 to $14 million a year, so I would assume that a lot of the money is front-loaded, considering Graham is already 31 years old, and they do have a good amount of cap space this year, regardless of what people think, considering you see Rodney McLeod's cap restructure, them tolling over $6.1 million from last year. Nick Foles is $20 million coming off the books. The Tim Jernigan decline of his option, which frees up $7 million right now. We'll see if they elect to bring him back in the fold, but there's other ways that the Eagles can also free up space, you know, with Jason Peters and all, you know, some other cap casualties, maybe a Chris Long you can free up $5 million for. But regardless, this is why we can never get too into the salary cap. This is why we can't get too invested in, well, the Eagles only have $2 million in cap space, so they can't sign anybody. We have seen time and time again Howie Roseman find a way to do it. Howie Roseman is one of the best general managers when it comes to managing the salary cap. Even Chip Kelly, while it was more of an insult than a compliment, he called Howie Roseman a cap guy. And look, he found a way to get it done once again and brought back a player that, you know, this wasn't just doing right by a player. Brandon Graham, at 31 years old, still, to me, is as dominant as he has ever been. I know last year was kind of a down season, only with 4 sacks. In 2017, he had a career-high 9.5. But I think a lot of that had to do with his, you know, surgery in the off season that kind of, you know, the ankle injury kept him out of a lot of the activities over the summer. Comes in, plays week one, but really wasn't his self until probably around mid-season, and then he really got going again down the stretch. He finishes with 4 on the year, was big in the playoffs, always good against the run. This is a versatile defensive end that, like Michael Bennett, who is still here as well, you can put at defensive tackle, you know, on these NASCAR packages on third and long. Keeping Brandon Graham gives you so much more optionality at the defensive line, and it also gives you more optionality with the draft. This pretty much now secures the Eagles can just go all in on future needs, right? They don't have to force anything in the first round taking a defensive end if there isn't one that they like available, and it doesn't force you to take a, you know, a defensive lineman at all unless you want to really go in on someone you like, or you can wait until the second round. You have 2 second round picks as well. They can maybe not force something at pick 25 because now they do have Brandon Graham. And again, this is not just doing right by a player that, while he deserves it, look, Brandon Graham deserves this contract more than anybody. He saw Vinnie Curry get paid. He saw Derek Barnett get drafted in 2017. And yet, all of that, he saw Andy Reid get fired. This is what's cool about it, too, is like Brandon Graham has been a part of all these different Eagles eras. The end of the Andy Reid era, he was part of those 2 playoff runs The first playoff run in 2010, and then Chip Kelly comes in. He gets moved to a position at outside linebacker that he doesn't really fit, and he still plays at an efficient level, makes the playoffs with the Eagles in 2013, sees the entire roster come down from Chip Kelly and built back up by Howie Roseman again and Doug Peterson, and then he makes the play to win the Super Bowl. I mean, this is a guy that deserves it. He was always on that Chip Kelly contract that underpaid him because he was at a position that he didn't really fit, and you know, he didn't really complain. He didn't hold out. He just put his head down, made the biggest play in Eagles history, was consistently their best pass rusher. That's not named Fletcher Cox, of course. I mean, you look at why the sack numbers aren't really always there in Brandon Graham's career. He's never had over 10 sacks in a season. He's consistently one of the defensive ends that get to the quarterback the most. You see Pro Football Focus all the time rank Brandon Graham in the top five when it comes to efficiency with pass rushers, you know, QB hurries, pressures. Brandon Graham is that player, and this is not paying a 34-year-old defensive end just for nostalgic purposes. This is a player that can still, you know, it's a three-year contract extension. You're going to get three really good years left out of Brandon Graham. I think you could still get three or four, considering this isn't a guy that really relies on athleticism, and he uses his double moves and, you know, technique. That's what Brandon Graham's all about. This isn't just a guy you build in a lab, right? This isn't a Jadeveon Clowney. This is a dude that has really made his money off hard work through technique, through versatility, and to me, he's still going to provide that for, you know, another 3 to 4 years. We see guys like Dwight Freeney play into their late 30s and still get to the quarterback. And we even see in Philadelphia, look at Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett's a couple years older than Brandon Graham, and he's coming off a 9.5 sack season. So I think the deal was really smart. I think this was not only doing right by your player, but it's also keeping a guy in-house that wanted to be with you. He represents Philadelphia almost more than any player on this team. He is Mr. Eagle at this point, considering he's been through so many different eras with us, through the Andy Reid eras, through the Chip Kelly, through Doug Peterson. Brandon Graham has been a part of that, but he's also a player that you needed. Now you have at least three extremely efficient pass rushers on the edge to complement Fletcher Cox on the inside, right? Derek Barnett's coming off that injury in 2018. In his third year, I expect big things from Barnett. I really like the way he came along at the end or at the beginning of last season. Michael Bennett should still be here at $7.2 million, I think, is his cap hit. And now you have Brandon Graham. Like, you have three guys intact to help you try to go win a Super Bowl next year by getting after the quarterback. And it's not a player that's going to be gone next year. Brandon Graham, to me, those 3 years on that contract, you will get three good years out of Graham. And who knows? I think they might even retire number 55. I think he has gotten to that level, right? Where, you know, Trent Cole was always one of the more iconic pass rushers in Eagles history, but no one has been, you know, Reggie White, of course, is just a legend in the entire sport of football itself. At one point, he had the most sacks of any pass rusher ever. But Brandon Graham, to me, is probably the favorite when it comes to pass rushers in Eagles history, right? There's always just fan favorites from Philadelphia. Brian Dawkins is one, obviously. You know, Reggie White. There's Donovan McNabb should be one of those guys, but I don't really feel like he is. But Brandon Graham is easily one of those guys. He loves it too. He did not want to leave Philadelphia. He even said, you know, he could have easily said, I'm going to make the most money. I'm going into free agency on March 13th, and I'm going to get a max contract that I deserve. And he even said, despite that ability, he said, no, I will even take, I think he said, $2 million less, which he might have very well done by re-signing now in Philadelphia than hitting the open market. He said that he would take $2 million less and give Philadelphia a hometown discount when Philadelphia doesn't deserve that. Again, they have prioritized paying almost everybody else on the defensive line outside of Brandon Graham. So while, yes, it is good to do right by Graham, he is also a player, though, that can still give you a lot for another couple years. So again, the money is about $12 to $14 million. So let's take a quick break here on the Lockdown Eagles podcast, this special bonus edition, as the Eagles have extended defensive end Brandon Graham to a three-year extension. We'll come back, we'll get into the money side of this. Where does this put him on highest paid pass rushers? Where does this put the Eagles on the salary cap? That's coming up next, right here on Lockdown Eagles. All right, everybody, welcome back to this Friday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. We got another one coming up later on today as the offensive linemen and running backs are hitting the field right now in Indianapolis at the Combine. Very excited to see how some of these running backs test out. But for now, we are getting into Brandon Graham's three-year contract extension with the Eagles to keep him through the year 2022, which is going to make him a 12-year player for Philadelphia. So he would have been in Philadelphia for a decade and a couple years when it's all said and done, and then he'll probably retire a Philadelphia Eagles. And who knows, maybe he doesn't even retire at that point. Well, there are pass rushers that can play into their mid-30s, but money-wise, Ian Rappaport reports that his understanding is the deal is in between $12 to $14 million a year, which does sound like a lot. Once you get to 10-plus, people's eyebrows start to raise. But when you look at some of the other highest-paid defensive ends and pass rushers in football, let's just go to Olivier Vernon from the Giants, who I think the majority of people would actually take Brandon Graham over Olivier Vernon, right? Olivier Vernon's making $19.5 million. Chandler Jones, $19.5 million. J.J. Watt, $15 million. Then we get to maybe the Brandon Graham range at his highest point of value if they do give him $14 million a year. You got guys like Cameron Hayward, Jason Pierre-Paul, Calais Campbell, Leonard Williams, Cameron Jordan, Stephon Tuitt, and Brandon Graham is probably more efficient than almost all of those guys outside of, I would say, you know, Calais Campbell and Leonard Williams. I think he's better than Jason Pierre-Paul. I think he's better than Olivier Vernon, who's making almost $20 million. He's getting paid like a quarterback. Silly New York Giants. And then you got guys like Daniel Hunter from Minnesota making $13.5 million, Everson Griffin, Vic Beasley. So this is the range he's in, is, you know, from, I think, the 13th highest defensive end to around the 7th highest paid defensive end is where Brandon Graham should fall. And, you know, some people might kind of raise our eyebrows at that because Brandon Graham is 31 and there's a lot of good pass rushers in free agency this year. But truthfully, I think this was the best move. Again, it's going to keep him around the top 15 highest paid, but maybe it's more so in the $12 million range. Maybe a lot of this money is guaranteed money up front that is not going to hit the Eagles salary cap down the road like they like to do. So I think it's a good move. I think Brandon Graham would have got more on the open market. I think these younger guys, even we're talking about guys like Zardarius Smith from the Baltimore Ravens, but, you know, you look at Jadeveon Clowney and DeMarcus Lawrence and Frank Clark, like these guys hitting the open market were going to get paid almost like quarterbacks. Pass rusher is probably outside of quarterbacks and offensive linemen the most coveted position that NFL front offices want to build their team around. Just look at the Eagles. They're putting more money, they're investing more money in the defensive end position, the defensive line position, than any other position with how Fletcher Cox is getting paid, Brandon Graham now, Michael Bennett has a pretty solid salary cap hit on the Eagles for a 33-year-old, Derek Barnett as a first-round pick making a couple million dollars. Who knows if they're going to sign or draft another guy early in the draft this year. This is a position the Eagles really prioritize, and it was going to be risky losing Brandon Graham. You know, going into the season, it wasn't a huge need because you still do have Barnett and Bennett. But at the same time, you know, the Eagles really like to have 3 to 4 good pass rushers, and that's what Brandon Graham is. Again, this is not a player you're only getting one more year out of production for. And you look at the younger guys, right? You look at those pass rushers that are in the, you know, 24 to 28-year-old range. Those guys were going to get, I mean, we see it all the time, how many players get overpaid in free agency, right? There's teams that have more salary cap space than they know what to do with. Teams like the Indianapolis Colts and the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. These teams almost have $100 million in salary cap space, the Cleveland Browns. And pass rusher, like I said, is so coveted in the NFL that those younger guys were going to get massive extensions. So to get Brandon Graham on a deal that's pretty reasonable, that gets him in the around the 15, top 15 range of highest paid defensive ends, that's about where he is. The sack numbers, again, don't really show that, but if you put on the tape, you see Brandon Graham's versatility, you see his efficiency against the run, you see him consistently always hurrying the quarterback on the edge. Hopefully he'll finish more this year. I do think in 2018, a lot of sacks got out underneath him. I think, you know, you saw like plays like that 4th and 12 against Carolina where Cam Newton just bounces off Brandon Graham. He does need to finish more, but there are very few pass rushers that get to the quarterback on a consistent basis more than Brandon Graham does. And I'm extremely excited to keep him in Philadelphia because this team is still playing for championships for the next 3 years, and he's going to be a really big part of that. And, you know, again, stop worrying about the salary cap, ladies and gentlemen. $12 to $14 million, everyone's like, oh, they're over the salary cap. They're not going to be able to pay anybody this year. It's not how it works. You can kick the can down the road. There's ways to free up space with restructures, with cutting players, with giving guaranteed money. Howie Roseman's one of the best at managing the cap, and he even said at his press conference at the Combine, the salary cap was not going to be an excuse to not be aggressive and keep this team in contention for years to come. And that's what this move really represents, with Brandon Graham signing a 3-year contract worth up to $14 million. Ballpark looks like it's about $12 to $14 million annually. All right, let's take one final break. We'll come up and wrap up this edition of Locked On Eagles. Once again, the Eagles are keeping a fan favorite, an icon in Eagles history, Brandon Graham. This is the Locked On Eagles podcast. All right, everybody, welcome back as we wrap up this Friday edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. The Eagles retain Brandon Graham for another 3 years, hoping that he can finish his career in Philadelphia. Again, he's, you know, I think we got away from it when Chip Kelly was here, but there was no pride really in being a Philadelphia Eagle, right? You brought in just a bunch of free agents that, while the Eagles really like to add free agents, you know, with Roddy McLeod, Brandon Brooks, Alshon Jeffrey, like Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas have built a championship roster off a lot of free agents. But there wasn't the pride in being an Eagle that even these free agents now have, right? This culture, this chemistry that this team has with Doug Peterson and with, you know, famous Eagles like Brandon Graham and Jason Peters. These free agents come in and they want to be, they're proud to be Philadelphia Eagles. And that's not the case. That wasn't the case with Chip Kelly, right? Everyone just seemed like they were a piece in Chip Kelly's robotic system. Sam Bradford, DeMarco Murray, those guys didn't care about, you know, Walter Thurman, Byron Maxwell. Those guys cared about the money. They cared about the opportunity. They didn't care about being Philadelphia Eagles or winning championships. That's the opposite of Brandon Graham. Again, this is a guy that consistently was quiet about his money situation when really he was severely underpaid for the past, I would say, 6 years, right? So this is a guy that saw players that aren't as good as him get picked high in the draft on his roster, get paid more than him. See Vinny Curry, you know, Fletcher Cox, while he's better than Brandon Graham, he got a massive contract extension. Brandon Graham didn't say anything. He never held out. Brandon Graham cared about winning a championship for the Philadelphia Eagles. He took pride in being in Philadelphia to the point where, once again, even here, even though he's making $12 to $14 million, he might have been able to get more if he hit the open market. That definitely would have drove up his price, because free agents always get overpaid. And a guy like Brandon Graham that has his ability and is still pretty young at 31, still has plenty left in the tank, if you ask me, based on what I've watched the past couple years. He had his best year just a year ago, and then last year he was kind of injured, and the healthier he got, the better he got. So regardless, he still made, to me, a selfless move because he wanted to be in Philadelphia that bad. So I think Brandon Graham is just one of the, you know, this move should definitely make him one of the fan favorites of yours if he wasn't already. He's just one of the original classic Philadelphia Eagles that I think his number, truthfully, I really do, I think Brandon Graham's number might go up in the rafters. And I know I talk about that with Nick Foles too, but, you know, Nick Foles was one of the most iconic figures in the Eagles' first championship run. But I think Brandon Graham's right there with him, because he made the play when the Patriots have always made those plays and have come back and beat teams late in games. Brandon Graham shut the door on that, and it's just really awesome that he's going to be back with Philadelphia for the next 3 years to really finish off his career. It's just such a cool story. You look at in 2010, how many times did we talk about, oh, they should have took Earl Thomas with that Brandon Graham pick, or, oh, Jason Pierre-Paul, man, if we could have had one of those two guys. And Brandon Graham was seen like a bust for years. And then Chip Kelly comes in, and Brandon Graham's playing outside linebacker. He's covering players in space, which is crazy to think, because he's always been a, you know, hand-in-the-dirt 4-3 defensive end. But he did pretty good at that. And then suddenly with Jim Schwartz and Doug Peterson, he just becomes this elite pass rusher. It's just such a cool story that for forever he seemed like a guy that didn't fit in the system, was seen as a bust of a first-round pick, and now, like I keep saying, he's one of the most iconic Eagles that we're maybe talking about retiring his number when it's all said and done. So a guy that really deserves it. The Eagles needed to keep this pass rushing tandem intact with Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Michael Bennett, and Derek Barnett. We'll see what else they try to do. Maybe still add a lower value free agent. Maybe draft a guy in the first or second round. A guy like a Charles Omenihu that's versatile, that can maybe play interior. But this definitely, this move really gives them more optionality. This now doesn't force you to take an edge rusher in the first round or even in the second round with those two second-round picks. Now you can focus on taking a defensive tackle or a running back or an offensive lineman or a safety. Now you can really focus on future needs because there is nothing now, I would say, unless Jason Peters gets cut, there is no position in 2019 that's going to severely hold back this Eagles team. And keeping Brandon Graham really helps that. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for today's edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Brandon Graham staying in Philadelphia for another 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, 3 years, about $12 to $14 million. Thanks for joining me on this edition of the show. Please subscribe to our podcast on any platform you listen to. Check us out as well, LockedOnEagles.com, or on Twitter, at LockedOnBirds, at DiBiase, L-O-E, or at Gino_LOE. As always, thanks for downloading, thanks for listening, and let's go Birds!